in the week at the council meeting in Lifford, I put a motion forward requesting that we as a council, three times a year, which isn't a big ask, that we would conduct the meeting fully through the medium of Gaelic. Now, if you look at Ballyclea or Condivid and other councils where they have been doing this and they've been doing this for a while, I think for us up here in Donegal, with the large Gaelic community that we have, a large Gaeltacht community that we also have, I think it's really important that we are shown the lead, that we're shown initiative, that we are shown that we care about the language, and by doing that there, it's not just that myself or Donoghue McGee or anybody else is speaking Gaelic, that we all participate in meetings through the medium of Gaelic. We have a fantastic cushion the Gaelic there at Nismona, Eberter, Pakiach and a Hort done the Sturari or and Priamna, or then you beat the tack at the Yeharu that needs that support. So if the directors or any of the council staff who are delivering reports on the day that need support and brushing up on their Gaelic, the support is there. But we can't have a situation where we have a strong policy of 85% requesting that 85% is adhered to when it comes to private housing estates or social housing estates, and that we are, as a council as a whole, are not also taking the responsibility of speaking Gaelic at our meetings more serious. This is very, very possible. I look forward to having the first meeting fully in Gaelic, like I says, Ballyclea and other counties do this. And councillors need the support. Yeah, there are courses that are available there. And I think that most people who went through the schoolings within the state will have a fair level of Gaelic. Now, maybe they haven't brushed up on it for a long time, or maybe there's challenges there for of confidence. But I think through time, because I remember when I myself started speaking Gaelic first, there was a massive resistance coming from council and especially other councillors within the council on that there. Now it's a given, it's a practice. Myself and other councillors like Martin or Donoghue McGee and others are speaking Gaelic as regularly as possible, but especially myself and Donoghue and others were speaking it full time. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the Leas Cahill, the Hush and the Gaelic from Owen Gael Tatler that supporting the motion yesterday.
And Councillor Lur, do you think that, you know, as part of a criteria to run and sit in the council chamber, that being fluent in Irish should be a minimum requirement to sit in the chamber in general, I suppose?
Well, look, I think we need to bring people along with us, and I think for being the chairperson over a good number of years now, and very proud of that, Cushion na Gaelic, you know, we've stamped her presence quite strongly. You know, we've been challenging quite a lot, and you know, there are challenges that come up, but I think now the next step is, and it's a natural step, that we follow other councils, and especially councils that bear in mind that don't even have a Gaeltacht community within their county, that we take that natural step and that we start at least speaking three or having three councils a year, which isn't a big ask. And then, like I said, it's very difficult for us not to do this, considering now that we're asking the Gaeltacht community to have 80% compliance within the housing estate, social or private. So, yeah, I'm confident this will happen. It'll go to CPG. I'm confident that the parties will be supporting this. There'll be some questions in terms of some questions raised around the resources. But, look, that's a matter for the directors and the senior management, which I believe will deal with this year. And I'm hoping that none of the parties will put any obstacles or play couturism with this, because at the end of the day, this is our language. Within the Gaeltacht community, the language is dying. There's fantastic work taking place, but unfortunately it's dying. And we as a council who represents Gaeltacht and the whole county, we must be taking lead here. And one of the things that we can do is actually promote the language, and by no better way to promote the language is by speaking it. And I think we can do this, and I think we will be doing this, hopefully.